Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your
greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is March 6th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing well. You know, when we started this podcast, I didn't imagine that we'd be recording from an airport lounge, but here we are.
We're in a phone booth, I would say. Lounge is like way too glamorous a term for where we're presently located. We're like zoo animals. People are looking in the window at us as
they're
we record on this.
By.
We can't shout. We've already been banged on the glass of the U.S. Open by other people. Here we've got, we're kind of in a lap of luxury. People trying to have a cocktail and we're trying to get a podcast done. So we can't shout.
This and is the content grind, man.
Usually when we're in person, we're louder and more energetic and shouting at each other across the table. But here we are just going to blow up like the first class lounge or something where that we kind of snuck into just to record a podcast, and they gave us this phone booth. So we will be a little bit more muted, I suppose, as to not disturb the peace here late at night before red eye flight to Ireland.
We'll try to be muted.
We'll try to be muted. I don't know. You're worked up about, you were texting. I was on text threads with you and you were hot, angry in the air from San Francisco to D.C., about various, you know, live matters in the President's Cup. So we'll get into it. I don't know if you'll stay muted.
My Illini are playing Purdue as we record.
On the cock.
The cock is jamming. Jamming me midair.
Watch the innuendo there. Watch the innuendo there.
They were jamming. Peacock.
Turn of phrase.
Couldn't get Peacock to work on the flight.
Oh, no. Well, of course. You can't. These Wi-Fi. We're not that far along where you can stream unabated.
I feel like YouTube TV is like a 60-40 prop. Okay. On United. Usually you get it. And I couldn't get the cock to work. So so here we
should
are.
Call up Hims or something and see about that.
Now I'm getting jammed on the second half. We're gonna catch the end of the second half.
I know.
Half
we're gonna this is maybe pour. A quicker one. Again, this we're more muted. We are in a phone booth in an airport because we're headed to Ireland, Andy. As most listeners know, we are going to Northern Ireland for the next, I don't know, 10 plus days. We are very, very excited. We're playing golf tomorrow morning, early East Coast time, probably, you know, after we land. Then we're heading up to Royal County Down, the Newcastle area. We're going to head to Portrush.
Ardglass.
We're going to see some hidden gems. We're going to try to maybe, I don't know, debunk. What is it? Maybe this is just, I don't know, a tourist trap. Or these ones, you know, this is actually better. We found this hidden gem. Not better, but suits our taste more. Everything's subjective around here. So we're really pumped to get up there. I've been doing a lot of listening, reading about the area. Like, I mean, they have those two kind of pillars, right? In Portrush and Royal County Down, right? I mean, a lot of people say Portrush is the best open course on the Rota now. Of course, that's a stacked field. But to be able for someone to say that, we're very excited to see that. But we want to see a little bit of the culture. Obviously, it's thriving a little bit, right? It's changed a lot in Northern Ireland. So we're kind
just
of pumped
like
about
PGA
that.
Just like the PGA Tour, growing and thriving.
I don't know about that. You think Austin Eckroat kind of bring home the bacon and then, you know, Jake Knapp, nothing against those
Monday,
guys.
Who Monday, way finish, up. Money finishes. Monday. Bringing home the bacon.
You want a good scuttle? So go to, visit ireland.com/golf to look into their golf offerings. We would direct you to the Northern Ireland offerings, which has kind of come back with a vengeance, hot here in the last decade or so. And obviously some of that's owing to the Open Championship, and they'll have the Irish Open back at RCD this year. So we hope to bring you a lot of content, subscribe to the Explorations fee. I think it did get past
I had some roadblocks. Somebody might, you know, be surprised. Getting a podcast submitted to Apple Podcasts, the devil's in the details. It's about, you know, image size being exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, website format, you know, website address format being exactly right. And guess who didn't get those exactly right? That was the delay.
All right.
Was so, yours truly.
Well,
not getting the details right.
I mean, there
but
are
now they are
details that don't go right on this trip, and you can hear about them on the explorations.
Oh,
feed.
First one. Uh-oh. I rarely pick up confirmation calls from rental car companies. Picked it up. They're like, so I've got you for a standard
Mustang,
standard little manual.
Oh, oh.
And I was like, no, I need the automatic.
That would be not good. So subscribe to the Exploration Seed. Visit ireland.com/golf to look more into your golf trip over to Ireland. We'll be chronicling ours here in the next 10 plus days. Okay. Inside baseball about the Monday finish. I got some notes because of the Monday finish. The Pro-Am at Bay Hill, where Bay Hill only has 69, doesn't even have a full 70 field players, right? When they were even an invitational at 120, they would kind of bring some guys out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. So then they have a Monday finish. Nobody's in Orlando. They've got, like, I guess Robert Dameron played in it, who lives there. I guess the Silver Slovak, Rory Sabatini, which for my money, you got an upgrade there. You're getting, from what I was told.
They brought in people from the farm system.
Yes. Messenger told me $36,000 to play in it. And, you know, I had a software sales guy around here who was like budget, like a big software sales company. This was back in like the Quicken Loans was not like, doesn't get sticker shock because they spray the board with treating clients. And like the Quicken Loans was like, oh yeah, it'll be this one. And this guy was like floored. It's like, absolutely not. I'm not playing some pro-am with like to take clients and pay $120,000 for, you know. So this was $36,000. Because of the Monday finish, they just got completely jammed. You had Silver Slovak, Laura Baugh, a.k.a. Eric Cole's mom, Dickie Pride.
Dickie Pride.
Bob Dameron, my old colleague at
Golf Channel.
Yeah, love Robert. He's the man. Billy Hurley, the master and commander. I mean, $36,000 for this Monday Pro-Am. You know you're not getting the stars. You know you're not at Wednesday. Who knows what that is? 70,000 or whatever it is. But yeah, that was amusing. Monday finish kind of impact. So there you go. We're off and running
here. It's a tough scene. I feel bad for the Monday Pro-Am participants, both the fill-ins and the participants, the the patrons.
Where do you want to go? You want to start with like a lot of OWGR scuttlebutt? OWGR.
You want to talk about Liv officially rescinding their bid?
Liv says, you can't fire me, I quit, basically. This is what he said. They told the OWGR, we're no longer interested. They're illegitimate. They're not there to fight the fight. They're illegitimate. We're not even going to try anymore. So they give up, essentially, and they're done. Their application is rescinded.
After 2 years of trying, they give up.
I mean, look, this was a little bit of the con that Norman pulled on these guys. Do I think these players are top-ranked players in the world or, like, top talents? Sure. I don't know, man. Like, rules are rules in a way. I hate to be that guy, though. There are a million rules I think are dumb. Like, I think there's a lot of golf rules that are dumb. But it gets back to, like, that my kid example. Like, you can eat an entire bowl of popcorn, but then you're not going to have a brownie that we also made. And the kid eats the entire bowl of popcorn and says, oh, by the way, I want my brownie. And if you don't give him the brownie, I don't know. I guess he's, you know, going to just take it anyway, or try to take or throw the dish on the floor and try to break it. I don't know, but that's essentially what they've done. They took their upfront cash. The players took their upfront cash, which some of their colleagues did not. There are consequences for it. Some of them were OWGR related. Now, look, I know I'm playing devil's advocate here in a way. I feel like there's a methodology and process and qualification criteria. Do I think Liv guys should figure?
I feel like everybody's looking at this way too black and white. Okay,
like I agree.
Like life isn't black and white, and I feel like the data community in general has problems where they look at everything. It's like this or that, and like people that fall on the like they don't deserve ranking points because they didn't follow the strict qualification guidelines. Like that's a very black and white reading of the situation. And I also, but I also agree, like part of what the money was for is that your life as a professional golfer was going to get more difficult in some aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is not, life isn't black and white. And I think that the OWGR failed golf by not figuring this out. I think that LIV made it really difficult for the OWGR to figure out. Also, there are a lot of like, there's complexity to this. There's nuance. And, you know, this has rendered the OWGR irrelevant.
I don't know if it's irrelevant, but yes, it's certainly delegitimized in a way, for sure.
And you're like, so worried. You're looking over your shoulder every
like,
2 seconds.
We are literally like zoo animals, just people staring at us.
That's
in this
fine. That's fine. Let them look.
They want OWGR takes. They can come on in and listen in real life. $5 a head. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're irrelevant, but they've been delegitimized in a way because you have a lot of top talents winning events, winning live events, winning Australian Opens, winning non-live events that are kind of like, you know, just 100th or whatever they may be. Should they have figured it out? Liv just like shot first and asked questions later, and they like just went and did it. And I don't know. I think they're at a point where they're reaching a mass where the solution needs to be found.
Yeah, but how is this any different? Like, let me just put this in PGA Tour context. How's this any different than the PGA Tour with these new designated events and the disaster they have with their rookies not being able to play and then them just adding people to fields, like making fields bigger? It's like, oh, we identified a problem and we're trying to provide a solution. With this thing, they didn't try and provide any solution. And that's where I think like the OWGR effectively killed itself.
No. And we act like in 2024, like our generation, I think we're a little sort of blind to the fact that like we think the OWGR was like passed down from the mount by Moses on a tablet and it's like this sacred text. But like the Masters up until like a couple decades didn't even use it for anything. Like major tournaments didn't. Like it was kind of a creation out of the middle of nowhere. It's not like this thing that goes way back and is totally rigid. So they nip and tuck and change it all the time. So this person's just staring at us.
Yeah, like she thinks we need help.
No, we're good.
So we're having trouble.
One other thing. I don't think it's conspiratorial to suggest that there are powers within the ecosystem. And it's not just the PGA Tour. It's some of the other board seats, majors, who don't want to see the current status quo disrupted anyway. Maybe don't want to see the Saudi flood of cash come in. That could be a threat to majors in a way. I'm not saying they'd make their own majors.
Allocation of purse money.
It just could be like there are other OWGR forces that would not like to see Liv and the Saudi have increased power. It's not just the PGA Tour, which is obviously immediately threatened by Liv's existence. So maybe that's conspiratorial, but
I don't think it's conspiratorial to think that this was a massive chip that the PGA Tour was wielding to dissuade players from going. Mm-hmm. Was you're not going to get OWGR points, you're not going to be eligible for the majors, and you know that. I don't think that's up for really argument. Like if I was trying to convince somebody to stay on the PGA Tour, I'd use that. Yeah. That being said, again, when LIV players signed up for this new league that wasn't like, you know, quote unquote playing by the rules, they got a big pile of cash and this was part of what the cash was for. Mm-hmm. So like on both sides of the coin, I don't think this is not choosing a side, but it's just realizing the complexity of the situation. I want to talk about something. I want to pigeonhole or dovetail off of this.
Well, something bird related. Pigeonhole, dovetail, go for it.
Something bird related.
Go for it. What's up?
So Mike Weir at some President's Cup bullshit press conference says there's no LIV players at the event. Mm-hmm. Was I surprised by this? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Do I think that it shows, you know, the President's Cup's obviously owned by the PGA Tour. And, you know, the PGA Tour is engaged with a, like, effective fight with LIV. So was I surprised that they went this way? No. Am I disappointed? Yes. I think this was a marker of just how bad pro golf has gotten. Here's this event that has been basically, it's just been a nothing burger for the most part for 2 decades. There have been some few good moments, Royal Melbourne being one of them. There's a couple hours of good times in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. But for the most part, the problem with the event has been the competitive disadvantage of the event, the competitive imbalance between the international team and the Americans. The Americans are just have been flat out way better at golf than the internationals for the last three decades.
There's been like obviously massive culture issues too that have started to kind of heal with the whole Shield dynamic. But yes, and also the PGA Tour owns and operates the whole thing. There's not a PGA of America versus Euro Tour. It's owned and operated by one tour. If you listen to this, you probably know that. But
so anyways, this ruling, obviously with the internationals, there are two players without a doubt that would belong and be automatic selections no matter how they're playing on this team, Cameron Smith and Joaquin Neiman, based off of especially how Neiman's played this year. I think there are others that would be, you know, deep consideration. Liu Yuste's and Tavi, like, been playing really good golf on the Asian Tour and live. Mito Pereira would be an example. Abe Anser, Carlos Ortiz, a number of players. But anyways, the tour, I just feel like this decision didn't need to be made now.
It's weird. It is weird to make this comment in March 5th and the President's Cup September 28th or whatever.
They're supposedly negotiating a deal.
Right.
And if you're the PGA Tour, you want to maximize the value of all your properties. Mm-hmm. And without a doubt, having the most competitive President's Cup is the best thing for the President's Cup. And I get that like you're in this war, but at some point, I think like the thing that I'm frustrated about is that we're seeing this play out at the beginning of the year, is that both tours kind of stink when they're split. It's just not fun. It's impossible for anybody to cover both tours. They're on at completely different times of the day when they're in Saudi Arabia and Florida. They have, I think Liv, I counted up today, has 10 players that would immediately, from a content or play standpoint, make the PGA Tour more interesting.
Would you call them like signature event type players or something? They're just even more than that.
10 players that like would capture general interest. Okay. Like Patrick Reed's in there because of the controversies.
Yeah, sure.
Because you don't know what he's going to say.
Content kings. Yeah.
Sergio Garcia, partly for the history of his great play over the course of his career, also for some of his blow up, some of the things he says. But you have then top end talent, right? So there's 10 players, and I guesstimated, you know, off the top of my head, there's probably 30 players, male professional golfers of that caliber, like of people that drive genuine interest. So there's at most 30 of those players. I haven't done like the full count.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit like the tier kind of thing. Yes, last week, 2 weeks ago, but.
And there's 10 of them. So there's a third of them on LIV. And this sucks for fans.
So this
and I'm just tired. We've been fighting this fight's been going on for 2 years. And at some point, everybody has to realize that the fans are the ones that are losing. And the longer you fight, the less fans are going to be left when the fighting's done. And the less fans that are left when the fighting's done, the less value is in the sport. So these guys are running around trying to grab their tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's happening, you use your example of a kid. It's like the perfect example is, you know, if you offer your kid one show now, or you can do this small little thing and you can watch two shows later, they always choose the one show now. Yeah. And every one of those greedy golfers is going around. They're on the PGA Tour. They're also on the LIV Tour.
Varying degrees,
and they are running around trying to gobble up their tens of millions of dollars, and not seeing that the big picture, the long term play, the long term value of the game. They are not being good stewards of the future of the game, and that's where I'm super frustrated. And to me, this was an example of an opportunity for the PGA Tour to extend a flimsy, non-important, but but like a significant olive branch. Just a, hey, you know, we aren't sure if we're going to have live players. Like, I thought the Ryder Cup was better because Brooks Koepka was in it last year. He won a major. Yeah. If you know, if Joaquin Niemann wins a major and Cam Smith wins a major, let's just say that that's probably a long shot that two of them, but say two of these guys win a major on the international team. You're going to tell me that, like, how can you in good faith have this, like, competition that's branded as the best international players versus the best American players and not have those guys? Like, that's the problem. They're making themselves look like idiots.
You can't.
And in the meantime, they could have bought at least some political capital of, like, hey, you know what? Like, we're not closing the door. We might use a captain's pick. You could, without a doubt, like, a player has to achieve some ridiculous thing. But you just slamming the door in March on this possibility, stupid, irrational, short-sighted, and greedy. And it's just every aspect of the PGA Tour playbook that they have screwed up in this whole, you know, debacle with LIV.
It's a small, it's like a most recent example of something, a product you're willingly making shittier. But like, the Prez Cup is one thing. It's like week to week now.
Yeah.
And it's long-term damage. And I think a key thing you mentioned in there is like, you're not being good stewards of the game. Okay. The PGA Tour guys would say, these guys were the ones that detonated the game. Why is it incumbent upon us to patch it up? And they are really hesitant to be that. And they're not, like, you can also say they're not being a good steward of the game, but it's harder for them to hear and take that when they're not the ones who blew it up, but they're going to have to be the bigger ones.
That's the thing is, so, like, with these, with all these conflicts, all these things that happen, is someone has to put the differences aside and move forward. Everybody is so concerned with what happened a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, 3 weeks ago. And it's like, you know what? How about we just move forward?
Yep.
Because that's the way, like, good business works.
One way to move forward is go to clubchampion.com, running into that new forward, moving forward into that new season, golf season. It's March.
You know what? You know what? If you want to make the President's Cup team, there could be some open spots on that international team. I wouldn't count yourself out. Best
change your nationality. Is Sabo, now that he's getting reps and pro-ams, is he going to go back to being South African by September?
Honestly, he could get back in. Could be a spot. Also, the Olympic qualification is OWGR, so Sabo could get in there.
Keeping an eye on that. Yeah, so there could be a spot.
That's, you go to Club Champion, use the promo.
I know. No one's talking about it. Remember, that was like a thing like the last two times around, like the start of the year. We'll figure it out later. But go to clubchampion.com, use promo code FRIEDEGG. You get, if you get it with the purchase of a club, full bag fitting is 50% off. That's not an insignificant chunk. They've got 60,000 plus hittable head and shaft combos. They've got putting lab. They got the Sam Putt lab. They got the TrackMan. They will give you data. A lot of us are just regular Joes, and we don't have this data, and we're making dumb decisions. This is a way to at least make a little bit of an informed purchase or decision based on your equipment.
This data got me a lot of extra yards. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to need all of them because I got no lower body right now. It is toast.
Man.
My legs are shot. I'm like terrified to swing a club tomorrow off a red eye. Like, I'm having trouble walking after sitting in coach for.
Watched you hobble into this phone booth. I was like, oh God, we're playing in like 12 hours and you like barely got to the phone booth. I thought it could be interesting. Is the shin splint still going?
The shin splints. It's everything. Okay. Knees, hips.
Okay.
Everything is it's toast right now.
You're about to sit in a tube, metal tube, for another 6 hours to Ireland. But anyways, once we get off the tube, you'll have your Club Champion fitted bag. You got even clubs. This is what we love. Brand agnostic clubs we might have poked fun at, but the numbers were the numbers.
And you're a troop. The numbers.
And you're a troop. And you're headed to Ireland.
A troop for more than one reason for these clubs.
Yeah. So you got PXG, but we like that they're brand agnostic. They're not going to force any marketing speak on you or marketing, you know, marketing slogans. It's the numbers are the numbers. Clubchampion.com. Promo code is FRIEDEGG. You get 50% off full bag fitting with the purchase of a club. Now's the time. All right, let's rip through some other things.
We got Bay Hill this week.
We got
signature event.
Adam Scott, another exemption. Pac Boys.
He's playing well, at least.
I mean, Webb, I think, got another
Webb's not playing well. Did you see Dylan Lewis' tweet?
No. Did he go?
He clarified. Like, okay. I think he did an important thing right off the bat so that people didn't. The first sentence was like, I haven't played well.
Yeah.
And I could play well and get into these, but I think it's kind of messed up. Like, I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. I think it's kind of messed up that these guys are keep getting spots. And I know that they've played well over the course of their career. Mm-hmm. But again, it underwrites the whole meritocracy thing. Like, what are we doing if there's just ceremonials for Webb?
Appearance of impropriety. So bad. It's so weird that this field is only 69 players, too. They're just burning an exemption. Ford gets the... They always did a collegiate player, but there's like Tony Finau is exempt and did not play. So they don't have a full 70. The churn is happening. I think there's 13 guys that didn't play the last SIG event that are in this one. There's 7 or 8. Brand new, playing their first ever.
These signature events just got to be 100 people. I mean, that was so evidently clear from the beginning that 70 was too few
for the Monday qualifier. Monday programs.
Well, 100 with a cut these events would have been like so much better.
Yeah,
70 with this one has a cut, right? Goes to 50. Arnold Palmer.
Oh yeah, same with
Riv. Yeah, Riv, yeah. Memorial Arnold Palmer. Yeah, it's just it's silly.
Like a gaggle of guys going home. So that is Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard at Bay Hill Club and Lodge. The screened-in pool and porch scene is vibrant as
early morning PGA Tour Live is the best when you see those guys like walking out of their screened-in porch with their OJ and coffee. Like 75-year-olds in their robes.
It'll be ESPN Plus in the morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday on Golf Channel and NBC, finishing at 6 p.m. Eastern. Opposite that is the Puerto Rico Open. Do we have one and done picks for Bay Hill?
Oh yeah, I was gonna take Zalatoris.
Okay, interesting.
It's gonna be a popular pick.
It's a lawn iron, as we say every year. This is where you get the lawn iron.
They got four par threes. They're the exact same yardage basically, and then they got I think it's three or four reachable par fives. So it's just a long iron fest, long iron fest. That's it's one of the rare occasions where you're gonna hit six to eight plus mid and long irons for these guys.
I love that old Rory quote of like on the record. It's like, yeah, I just hit the same club on
five.
Every,
I think it was five iron
on all four par threes. That's great variety there. Zalatoris is a good pick. I think I'm going to burn Scotty Scheffler. Ooh. He's got the mallet. He's the mallet man now. He's got a mallet.
And he's listening to advice from everybody.
I don't know if it's going to be in the bag come Thursday, but he's hot one, dabbling with one right now. I'm going to take Scheffler and use him. $20 million.
Honestly, that's probably like the worst sign when you're like really searching is when you listen to some random person who's watched you.
I don't, he might have been there anyways. You think that's it? It's Rory in the booth at wherever it was.
Yeah, I think that's what pushed him over that.
Actually, why am I using him? I'm going to use Jason Day. I'll go Jason
Day.
I'm
that's a good, great pick.
Scheffler doesn't even have the right putter. He doesn't know what he's doing. Puerto Rico Open is your opposite field event because, you know, those couldn't go away.
Do you want it? I've got the in and out and alternate.
Let's do it.
This is our, for anybody that might be new here, I don't know why there might be new listeners.
We might have gotten a mention into someone's car in Full Swing Thoughts, Full Swing Episode 1. You should subscribe to Full Swing Thoughts, the podcast on that.
Look at that, another ad.
Full Swing. Maybe we have some new listeners. Who knows? Hopefully we don't. We've got a lot to learn, a lot to catch up on.
One of our favorite games for opposite field events, these events that are, just thrown in there for starts for bottom end PGA Tour players, is playing a game called In, Out, and Alternate. It's a simple, simple game. I pull a list of players. Brendan doesn't look at the field, and he has to guess whether said player is in the field, out of the field, not in the field, or an alternate. So I feel like you're usually around about 50% on these.
That's about fair. Yeah,
I feel like you really improved last year. You went from like this. I feel like it's getting easier the more we do it.
It just speaks to, you've got guys who would rather go play Champions Tour events, that need to Monday qualify into those, but get, exemptions into opposite field events. You have no idea. The Dickey Prides, the Monday Pro-Am people are also in the Puerto Rico Open. What do we got? Let's go in, out, alternate.
All right. Let's start since he's on my list.
I can't shout in this phone booth about these names.
Fresh off his Monday Pro-Am at Bay Hill, the Silver Slovak Rory Sabatini. Is he in, out, or an alternate at Puerto Rico?
I'm pretty sure he's out. He's not been a professional golfer since the Olympics, I don't think.
Well, I think he burned a career money last year.
That's right. That's true. So he's out.
He's actually an alternate. He's like the second or third alternate this
week. God willing, he gets out there. Guy's been playing forever.
All right, let's go next up.
That's what the tour needs, to put some life into its season. You got AK back, we got Sabo. Here he comes.
Reigning silver medalist.
Yes, reigning.
It's an Olympic year.
He should get a silver medalist.
He should get an Olympic exemption.
Until the Olympics are held again. Yeah. Until he's no longer.
That's how they should honor.
God, that was the all-time night of shotgun start history. Just shooting like 62.
Going on a nuts run. All right, up next.
The boy from Bratislava.
University of Illinois, great. Had to honor him while the Illini are playing Purdue in this grudge match, potential Big Ten championship on the state, regular season at stake here. D.A. Points, the pride of Pekin.
He feels like a staple at this thing, like just a Puerto Rico Open staple. I'm going to go in
you
the win.
You are right.
There we go. All right. One for two.
One for two. All like, right.
When they no longer have a DA points in the field, the Puerto Rico Open ceases to exist in my mind. He's just like one and the same with that field. Go ahead. What's
all
next?
Right. Up next, we will go with the Solicitor General.
Okay.
Also nicknamed Tommy Two Gloves Gainey.
The Solicitor General. I'm going to go alternate for him.
He's in.
Oh, he's in. Got a shout out on the broadcast as EVR made a run into Solicitor General territory. Not the bad Solicitor General territory in Florida, but the Sunday, whatever he got at RSM or whatever it used to be called.
Yeah,
Sunday 60 to win it. EVR, he got, Gainey was shouted out on the broadcast.
It's too bad he has the checkered pass with the solicitation, because his story about getting to the tour is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, big break boy and two gloves. And
well, the jobs he was doing. Yeah.
Cleaning like,
like tanks
and stuff.
Yeah. All right, so unbelievable.
We got DA Points and Tommy Gainey.
One for three.
All right.
We're going to go with Mr. PGA Tour Live, John Rollins. often is switching between the blue PGA Tour Live shirt
and neon and yellow. The golf shirt. Yeah. I'm going to say he's on the call on PGA Tour List Live this week. He's out. I feel like you're trying to throw me a curveball here. You're trying to trap me. He's out.
All right. Two for four. Okay. You got it. You got it. All right.
I would love if he actually is on the call this week. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go with Robert Garrigus. I can win any week. Robert Garrigus.
I'm still relevant because I could win, theoretically. Yeah. I feel like I saw a highlight of him recently. Yes, he's in.
Well, he's the first alternate. He could be in by the time this is working. By the time this is, you're listening to this,
right.
But as of this recording, he is the first alternate.
Then I'm wrong. What am I? Two for five now.
Two for five. All right. You're in 400. All right. It's not that bad.
The alternates always get me. I never guess that.
All right. Let's go with up next, Ted Purdy, one of our favorites for this game.
Ted Purdy. He can't be in. He's got to be out.
He is out.
Okay.
He was in as of, I think, a year ago. He was in one of these events.
Ted Purdy is playing in the, like,
I got to remove him from my potential out.
Okay.
You know, the outs are always, you're trying to throw, you know, curveballs. So you're 3 for 6. You're right at 500. Right, you're doing well here.
What is this purse? It's $4 million. If Ted Purdy's playing for $4 million, the entire world has gone upside down.
Okay. All right. Mr. Lifeblood of the PGA Tour, one of the 25 that signed as the lifeblood of the PGA Tour, Brent Grant.
I mean, he was just playing. I'm going to say he's in.
He's out. Oh, he played so bad last year that he's not even.
So he had that like cup of coffee on the Pebble leaderboard and then just never broke.
I think basically to be in this event, you had to finish in the top 200 of the FedEx Cup last year.
Oh, you know what we had in this? Someone brought it to our attention. Itty Bayjack, I think, on Twitter. The tour told Cameron Percy he was in. on past champion status or some status that doesn't exist. And he booked a hotel and flight. And then they said, whoops, that was a clerical error. You're not in the field. Because nobody can figure out, like, because these statuses and exemptions get so just messy at the end. Like, what even is this? It's like a impossible puzzle that can't be put together. And they accidentally published Percy as having in the field. He booked everything. And then they told him, whoops, that was not right. There's even you can't get in. And he's out a flight.
Oh, what a disaster.
So I know he's out. What's your next
one? Did he get paid for it?
I don't know.
He's got to get reimbursed.
I don't know. I'm sure the tour can find
it. Right, so your three is
SSG. That's what they invested in.
Your three is seven.
Reimbursed Cameron.
You get the same percentage as the potential first of the month recording. Three is seven.
All right, what else we got?
All right, let's go with our guy, Dutch boy, Ricky Barnes.
In, just because I want it to be so.
All right.
Yes, Ricky Barnes, the Dutch boy is coming to paint the town red. Puerto Rico.
All right. Another favorite of this game, Richard S. Johnson or Dick Johnson.
Out. He's not still getting spots.
He's an alternate.
Oh,
he's
God. Like, I should have guessed alternate. Dick S. Johnson?
Yeah.
Dick. God. All right.
Four for nine. We're almost done here. All right. We got two left here. Let's go with our favorite French socialist, Martin Trainer.
He's in. He's playing golf these days.
He's in, but he's in on past champion status.
Is this the one he won?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like a past champion of the last 5 years or whatever.
You could, like, the past champions of DR and PR, like, are all basically all the same. You couldn't tell me which person won which one.
Which one did Michael Bradley go back to back on?
I think it's
PR.
Okay. All right.
Because there was the curse. There was the PR curse until Hovland.
Hovland broke it.
Hovland's broken the PR curse. Right. Up until Hovland, nobody won.
Finau had gotten popped with it, too. Yeah. Hovland was the one to break it.
Nobody won on the mainland.
Yeah. 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 What else you got?
All right, last one. So you're, what is that? You're 5 for 10? You're
11, maybe.
5 for 10, I think.
Okay, all right.
Last one, we're going to go with here. Chris Couch.
Mr. Major Medical?
Notoriously was on a major medical.
You're just doing this for shits and giggles. He can't be in. He's out.
He's on his couch. He's out.
Okay, he's on his couch. What a shitty joke. He's out. Michael Bradley did win this back to back. Second time in 2011.
2011, 2010.
Who's the defending champ here?
Oh, God. Hopefully they aren't in the field this year. It's always a bad sign when you're back defending.
Nico Echeverry.
He's definitely in the field.
I think so. God, this winner's list is Greg Kraft, Derek Lamley, Daniel Barbetti. Rodolfo. I love a good Rodolfo. I think this must be when it was a web.com tour.
So. All right. We got to call it.
All right,
we got to be done.
That's
we're
it.
Next time we're going to be broadcasting from Ireland. We got to get some food before this cross-country.
We've got Dump in a Box Classic. We've got the Blue Bay LPGA. We got the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate. Did you see Columbia?
I think
there was a spread in college golf. That was a full 139 shots. Team golf.
I don't know if that counts.
Darius Rucker, was
it?
Yeah.
No, it was the Cabo Collegiate.
Okay, Columbia
we'll
again.
We'll make the Darius Rucker the event of the week. Shout out to my fellow troop.
Juan Cove down in Hilton Head. Yeah. All right. I got that going on. I think that does it.
Subscribe to Explorations. We'll be on there. We'll be recording a lot of audio this week. And also your full swing thoughts.
Yeah, so. I really thought they came together well. I hate to talk about my own stuff and think everything I do sucks and I hate it, but I thought these are really good. Even if you don't watch it or even if you watch it and think the show is not good, I think the conversation with LaMagna was really good. So subscribe to Full Swing Thoughts, subscribe to Explorations. We will be back and check in with you from Ireland next time. Enjoy your Wednesdays.